24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Live from New York and broadcasted worldwide
on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Echo, Apple TV, Siri, and all mobile streaming devices.
Welcome to Productivity 360, your platform for all things productivity.
With your host, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph,
a.k.a. Mr. Productivity. It's time to talk productive.
Plantation to present day events, African Americans have persevered and prospered through the strength of family, community, and throughout history, the church. At the center of the struggle and the victories, there's always been music. Songs of inspiration have underscored the fight for freedom, civil rights, and social justice. And the District of Columbia has always been a pivotal place in that struggle. A place where leaders have come and inspired immeasurable contributions to Black history, both nationally and globally. The presentation you're about to...
Welcome back to Productivity 360, folks. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, and I'm super excited to connect with you on Productivity 360 today. As you all know, I am super grateful and thankful for each and every one of you who have been sharing, who've been commenting, who've been listening, and also leaving reviews. As you know, I always say life and everything is better when we are more productive. Today, we're going to be talking about trailblazers and trendsetters. Trailblazers and trendsetters. Many of you know that this month is Black History Month, and I would be remiss if I would not bring up some of the trailblazers and trendsetters of the Black History Movement. I want to talk to you about people who have literally changed the trajectory of Black history as a whole. Have you ever heard of Amanda? She was a Black woman who served in the Union forces, first as a nurse, then spy, in occupied Southern Territory. She was able to gather information by developing trust from local Black people, and the Union officers knew they couldn't gain that trust without her. She also was the first to lead a combat mission. The Wisconsin State Journal would only say this: gallant band of 300 soldiers under the guidance of a Black woman dashed into the enemy's country, struck a bold and effective blow, destroying millions of dollars worth of commissary, stored cotton, and lordly dwellings, and striking terror to the heart of the rebellion. Brought off bare of 800 souls and thousands of dollars worth of property without losing a man or receiving a scratch. Despite a lack of recognition at the time, she became well known by her assumed name for her life's mission to eradicate slavery. Who might we be talking about today? The woman that we know as Harriet Tubman. Could you imagine a woman of vision, a woman of insight and tenacity and strength? How many people would ever know that Harriet Tubman actually existed? We have so many strengths and pillars in our Black community, and it is imperative that we teach our youth who they are and whom they've come from. Today, I want to bring to your attention some gems and some jewels that you may or may not have heard of. Those of you who are listening under the sound of my voice and you know your history, of course you will know these people. But there are several people who never knew about these people who literally have blazed the path and trail for us and were trendsetters of their day. Adam Clayton Powell Jr. was born in New Haven, Connecticut in 1908. But New York is where he made his history. In 1945, Powell became the first Black person to become a U.S. representative for the state of New York. Many of the bills he proposed during his 15 years in office would eventually be included into the Civil Rights Act of 1965. Who says that you are not strong? Who says that you are not smart? Who says that the sky is not the limit for you? Do you know who you are? And do you know where you come from? We're talking about trailblazers and trendsetters today. Well, let's continue. Let's talk about Marshall Walter, also known as Major Taylor. He was born in 1878 in Indianapolis, Indiana. He was the first Black person to become a champion in a sport and held seven, not one, but seven world records by the time he retired at the age of 32 years old. Who says that you can't retire at a young age? Who says that you being a trailblazer or a trendsetter is not possible? All things are possible to him or her that believes. I said that he retired at 32 years old. But this is what I haven't said as of yet. He retired as one of the richest athletes in history. We're talking about Marshall Walter. They used to call him Major Taylor. Way back in 1878, you have a trailblazer who was making, you know, in history for the books to be written that you can be an athlete. And you can be a philanthropist at the same time, leaving his legacy in being one of the first Black persons to become a champion in a sport. And he held seven world records. Come on, somebody. I hope that you all are picking up what I'm putting down. We're talking productivity from every area. That's the East, the North, the West, and the South. Did you know that you had trailblazers and trendsetters in your midst? Well, let's talk about someone who was born in 1895 in Wichita, Kansas, happened to be an actress, Hattie McDaniel, who played Mamie in the classic film Gone with the Wind. And in 1940, McDaniels made history when she became the first Black person to win an Oscar, taking home the award for Best Supporting Actress. Folks, I'm talking about trailblazers and trendsetters in every single area. Whether you want to talk military and strength, whether you want to talk wisdom and knowledge, whether you want to talk politics or not, whatever it is that you want to talk about, sports, finances, I need you to know and understand that from A to Z, we were there and we still are. I'm telling you, if you have ever doubted yourself and ever wondered, is it possible? Could this happen for you? You need to sit and listen to what we're talking about today. Trailblazers and trendsetters in Black history. How about this name? Born Sarah Breedlove in 1867 in near Delta, Louisiana, Madam C.J. Walker epitomizes the term self-made by inventing and selling products, hair products. Walker became the first American woman to become a self-made millionaire. Walker created a hair routine that's still popular among Black women today, referred to as the Walker system. Walker donated some of her money to Black organizations like the NAACP and the Black YMCA. When we think of Sarah Breedlove, yes, 1867, you heard what I said, an African-American woman to become the first self-made millionaire. Come on, somebody. Walker was considered the wealthiest African-American. Wow. Can you believe it? Of her time. Walker made her fortune by developing and marketing a line of cosmetics and hair care products for Black women through the business that she founded. She created her own manufacturing company. As was common among Black women of her era, Sarah suffered severe dandruff and other scalp ailments, including baldness due to skin disorders and the application of harsh products such as lye that were included in soaps to cleanse hair and wash clothes. Other contributing factors to her hair loss included poor diet, illness, and infrequent bathing and hair washing during a time when most Americans lacked indoor plumbing, central heating, and electricity. Born in a village in Louisiana, she moved north to develop her business. And as an advocate of Black women's economic independence, she opened training programs in the Walker system for her national network of licensed sales agents who earn healthy commissions. Folks, don't tell me that you can't become an entrepreneur. Don't tell me that it's too hard. Don't tell me that there aren't opportunities. We're telling you and showing you Madam C.J. Walker. To continue, it says, Walker later built a factory, hair salon, and beauty school to train her sales agents and added a laboratory to help with research. Come on, somebody. If you need some inspiration, if you need some motivation, open up your books, do your research, and recognize that they are multiple trailblazers and trendsetters in their own right. It goes on to say she also assembled a competent staff to assist in managing the growing company. Many of her company's employees, included those in key management and staff positions, were women. Her name again was Madam C.J. Walker, came as a result of her marriage to Charles Joseph Walker, who died in 1926. Folks, I tell you again, trailblazers and trendsetters, don't let them die. Don't let them be a thing of the past. You can be a trailblazer. You are a trendsetter. You are a change agent. We're talking about people who had strength, who had tenacity, who had vision, who had insight. People who weren't afraid to go against the status quo and stand up for what they believe in. Come on, somebody. I hope that you all are picking up what I'm putting down, because we're talking about trailblazers and trendsetters of our day. Since we're in Black history, we're going down the line. How about a young man by the name of Thurgood Marshall? He was born in 1908 in Baltimore, Maryland. As NAACP chief counsel in 1952, he took on the case of Brown versus Board of Education in 1954. On behalf of the plaintiffs, Marshall won the case, which deemed public school segregation to be unconstitutional. And in 1967, Marshall would become, watch this, an even more prolific figure by becoming the first Black Supreme Court justice. Don't you just tell me about your dream. Walk out your dream. Don't you just tell me that you're dreaming of a day when things will come. Start walking those things out. You have victory and success in your DNA. You have the stick-to-itiveness to make something happen. I challenge you to be productive and to become a trailblazer in your own right. I challenge you to become a trendsetter in your own right. I challenge you not to be a follower, but to be one who is leading by example. So Let's pause for the cause. Let's think about what's happening right now. Yes, we're in Black History Month. How many of you know about the people that we're talking about? If you haven't heard of them, I challenge you to go and do the research on them. Why? Because it will not only excite you, not only motivate you, but it will impact you to make your move, make your mark, and make a difference in this world. Can we continue? Let's talk about Phyllis Wheatley, who was born in Senegal in 1753. So we're going back just a little bit further than the 1800s, and sent overseas to Boston, Massachusetts, where she would become a slave. While enslaved, Wheatley was constantly exposed to books. You often hear me say that leaders are readers. Yes, we are. Why? In 1773, she became the second woman and the first Black person to have their poetry published. Folks, we're talking about lawmakers. We're talking about people who are athletes. We're talking about military personnel. We're talking about authors and speakers. We're talking about people who believe in their dream enough to go after it and pursue it. Today is your day. There is no excuse. There is nothing but opportunity in front of you. The question is, will you take advantage of the opportunity? You are standing on the shoulders of giants. There is no excuse for you. You want to know something? Back in those days, there was no Google. There was no internet. There was no cell phone. There was no readily accessible information at the palm of your hands. Folks, you have an advantage, and I'm challenging you. I'm challenging you to go after it, to go get it. Don't stop. Don't quit. Don't give up. This is your time. So let's talk about someone else. Born in 1927 in Trenton, New Jersey, Howard University alumnus David Dinkins became the first Black mayor of New York City in 1989. Beating opponent Rudy Giuliani and incumbent Ed Koch. Dinkins went on to teach at Columbia University and has a building named after him in Manhattan. The Bible talks about the Lord making your name great. When you take the time to be diligent and be prudent over your affairs, and you take the time to make a shift in the atmosphere, when you take the time to be diligent and productive in your life, your name will be great. You will be remembered. There is a legacy that you will leave behind. My question to you today is, what is sitting on the inside of you? What is holding you back from accomplishing your goals, your aspirations, and your dreams? As we look back in history, don't cause it to be something that makes you stagnant or stale. Don't cause it to be something that will be a setback. It should be a setup for where you are headed. Today, we are talking about trailblazers and trendsetters. I challenge you to become an agent of change. There's greatness on the inside of you. The question is, will you release it? Let's talk about a gentleman who was born in Harlem in 1924. Author James Baldwin's prolific work like Go Tell It on the Mountain and Giovanni's Room have become literary classics. In 1965, Baldwin, an openly gay man, was asked if his status as a poor, gay, Black man served as an obstacle to his success. He sarcastically replied, "Nope, I thought I had hit the jackpot." He was an advocate for LGBT and civil rights. Folks, let me tell you something. It doesn't matter what you are doing in your life. If you are going to leave your mark in this world, you have got to be sold out to who you are. Today, we have just covered the tip of the iceberg. When we begin to look at trailblazers and trendsetters, I am challenging you to dig deep within and ask yourself a few questions. Who am I and what was I created to do? Who am I and what was I created to do? The second thing that I challenge you to ask yourself is, how am I going to leave my mark on this world? How am I going to leave my mark on this world? And what will I be remembered for? What will I be remembered for? At the end of the day, I need you to know that you are important and you have a job to do. We are waiting on you to stand up, rise up, and set a standard. As we talk about trailblazers and trendsetters on the Productivity 360 show today, I challenge you to dig deep and find out who are some of the trailblazers that have gone before you, that have given you life to do what you are doing today. I challenge you to dig deep and find the influencers who are in your life, who are there making a big impact in your life. And I challenge you to go thank them while they are alive. Let's not memorialize folks. Let's not try to bring flowers to people after they are dead and gone. Let's love on them, appreciate them, and thank them while they are here. A good friend of mine would say, I appreciate your existence. And today, that's what I want you to know. I appreciate each and every one of you who listen to Productivity 360. Those of you who comment, those of you who send in your emails, and those of you who are asking questions and leaving reviews, I appreciate your existence. This is what I know. There's greatness on the inside of you. And today, you've gotten a chance to just hit the snippet of what Black history has meant to so many people. Today, we talked about Harriet Tubman. Today, we talked about Adam Clayton Powell Jr. We talked about Marshall Walter Major Taylor. We talked about Hattie McDaniels. We talked about Sarah Breedlove, which is Madam C.J. Walker. We talked about some of the greats that we know today, like Thurgood Marshall, Phyllis Wheatley. We talked about David Dinkins, and we talked about a young man by the name of James Baldwin. I challenge you to rise up and become the greatest possible you that you can be. Become a trendsetter, become a trailblazer, become an agent of change, and show this world that there's more in store than what they have seen before. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, and it is my pleasure to bring you Productivity 360 every single Friday, worldwide on Bashani and all things digital. If you haven't checked out the Bashani and Verkay app, I challenge you to go download it right now, both in the Apple and the Android store. There, you will be able to listen to some of the most dynamic individuals on air. If you ever are looking for someone to talk business, to talk productivity, to talk love, to talk any type of topic, you can find it from one of the hosts on Bashani or Verkay Radio. Today is your day. Make it the best day possible, because it is your opportunity. You know what I always say, folks, I want you to be innovative and be productive. And on this Valentine's Day, not only should you show love to others, but show love to thyself. Remember, we're talking trailblazers and trendsetters. Blessings, peace, and productivity. Until next week, I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Productivity 360 Radio Show with Dr. Vernet A. Joseph. Interact with Dr. Vernet on the Productivity 360 Radio Show Facebook page. For books, coaching, or speaking inquiries, visit livetoproduce.com. Until next week, be productive or be replaced.